The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled, For the Earth's Sake, Companies Aiming to Reduce Food Waste. Food waste is a major problem at multiple levels, whether it has to do with the consumer, supply chain, grocery, or ultimately at the food's end-of-life landfill. It's a problem that all too often goes ignored, unnoticed, and underserved, contributing negatively to food security, the environment, and even climate change. The amount of food waste in America alone is simply mind-numbing, weighing in at £133 billion and $161 billion worth of food in 2010. That means 31% of all food produced annually is wasted. As a subcategory, 644 million tons of fruit and vegetables, or 42% of total supply, is wasted annually. In 2015, the US Department of Agriculture joined with the US Environmental Protection Agency to cut US food waste by 50% by the year 2030. That seems an obtainable goal when technology combines with focus and support. Technology efforts include natural solutions to increase food longevity, offered by Agri-Food Tech Save Foods Inc., SVFD on NASDAQ. Focused efforts include governmental support such as that offered by the USDA and EPA, as well as industry assistance coming from major grocery chains such as Walmart Inc., WMT, Costco Wholesale Corporation, COST, Target Corporation, TGT, and Loblaw Cos Limited, LBLCF. Reducing food waste is instrumental in meeting US and global carbon reduction goals. Save Foods makes Save Protect and Perostar, both all-natural eco-friendly products for treating fruits and vegetables. One study showed that treatment with Save Foods products reduces decay rate. To date, more than 250,000 tons of fruit have been treated with Save Foods products. Save people, save the planet. Food waste is a social, humanitarian, economic, and environment concern. Understand that waste isn't just what gets thrown away in a kitchen, grocery store, or hotel. It also includes product that never leaves the farm or spoils during distribution. Collect those billions of pounds of waste, and there are enough calories to feed every undernourished person on the planet. Now think about all the energy that was used, not to mention the trillions of gallons of water to grow, harvest, package and transport the £133 billion of fruit, vegetables, meat and more that ultimately ended up in the dumpster. If the United States, along with the rest of the world, genuinely want to meet carbon reduction targets by 2030, all involved need to take a close look at food waste, considering it accounts for about 8% of global emissions. According to Project Drawdown, when accounting for deforestation for farmland and annual adoption of plant-rich diets, reducing food waste by 50% to 75% by 2050 would reduce carbon dioxide emissions by up to 95.1 gigatons. Against this backdrop, Save Foods Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol SVFD, is moving from 9 successful pilot trials with 5 commercial partners to sales of its products, as it looks to capture share in the $2.6 billion post-harvest treatment market. The products are all-natural treatments made from a proprietary blend of food acids that reduce bacterial and fungal decay to dramatically increase shelf life of fruits and vegetables. Furthermore, the treatment leaves no harmful residue on the produce or in the environment while maintaining freshness over time. Save Foods product ingredients are generally recognized as safe by the Food and Drug Administration and are applied remarkably easily, using existing equipment commonly utilized in the industry today, including sprayers, water tanks, and foggers. While the products are safe they actually make food safer by cleaning, sanitizing, and controlling pathogens on fresh produce. Better still, they are OMRI compliant for use on organic crops too. The proof is in the lime. Save Food products have been commercially validated on citrus fruits, mango, avocado, pears, bell peppers, microgreens, and various fresh-cut vegetables. Adding to the list, the company is in the process of validating the process for bananas, apples, figs, berries, lettuce, papaya, and other fruits and vegetables. A case study with a lime packing house supplying leading food retailers in the United States and Europe put the protectiveness of Save Foods products on full display. In the study, limes treated with Save Foods technology were compared to untreated limes during a 21-day shelf life. The decay rate for limes treated with the current treatment limes was 4.6% across the time frame, which dropped to only 0.4% for those treated with Save Food, an impressive 90% improvement. At a cost of $3,000 per tonne of limes, this bears out to a loss of $138, or an additional $126 in gross profit per tonne. Considering that 10% of vegetables and 12% of fruits are wasted at the retail level every year, extrapolation of those figures results in tremendous savings for retailers across multiple food lines. First Green product. To date, more than 250,000 tonnes of fruit have been treated, demonstrating that Save Foods is the first green product with the potential to efficiently and safely replace the hazardous chemicals in use today. SVFD is already active in four regions, with plans to focus initially on the US, Mexico, Spain, Italy, and Israel markets. These markets account for 85 million tonnes of produce annually, including lettuce, bell peppers, mangoes, apples, pears, avocados, citrus fruits, papayas, tomatoes, and bananas. From field to fork. Because its products are applicable across the supply chain, Save Foods is targeting a wide array of customers and partners. The strategy includes building brand awareness with packing houses, distributors, and food retailers, as well as establishing channel partnerships with post-harvest service companies and collaborating with large players to benefit from synergies. Re-established only 3 years ago, Save Foods has evolved quickly. Part of its success comes from developing partnerships with international companies such as Sidecar Farms, More International, Sun Pacific, owner of the Cuties brand, and 2B Fresh. Just this month, Sidecar Farms, a leading lime producer based in Mexico that serves US, Canadian, and European markets, expanded its use of Save Protect, SVFD's post-harvest treatment. Sidecar, which grows Persian limes over more than 10,000 acres, has directed all its packing houses to start treating company-grown limes with Save Protect to provide customers long-lasting limes while simultaneously helping to reduce waste. This expansion cannot go understated for what it could mean to Save Foods. Sidecar not only grows its own products, but the company also manages the packaging and distribution of more than 100,000 tons of Mexican-grown tropical fruits and vegetables at its packing centers in Texas, California, Florida, Georgia, and New Jersey. In speaking to the new directive, Sidecar Farms president Louis Guadino said, "We were amazed by the quick reaction by one of our customers, a major US food retailer. Since we started using Save Protect on our Persian limes, the major retailer reported a 5-day increase in shelf life. Internally, we noticed a 50% reduction in the rotten lime count." It doesn't take an industry expert to recognize the upside if Sidecar talks to other partners about the benefits of Save Protect. Grocers align to eliminate food waste. It's a bit of a head-scratcher why these massive amounts of food waste don't receive coverage on mainstream media when discussing carbon-free emissions targets. Perhaps food waste isn't as sexy as talking about everyone driving an electric vehicle. However, the lack of attention on the political side doesn't mean that companies aren't actively working to reduce food waste for all the reasons mentioned above, which deserves recognition, as it not only will help profits, but also help the world prosper. Walmart Inc., WMT on New York Stock Exchange, the world's biggest retailer, has multiple initiatives in place to break the link between consumption and waste. In fact, Walmart has a stated goal to achieve zero waste in its operations in key markets, including the US, UK, Japan, and Canada, by 2025. Through its Project Gigaton, Walmart encourages its suppliers to measure and report food waste, introduce practices for reprocessing, donating and recycling, and standardized date labeling. Costco Wholesale Corporation, COST on NASDAQ, one of the largest wholesale clubs in the world, also understands the contributions it can make to reducing food waste. Reducing waste at landfills is a priority, with the company starting to track its diversion rate in 2018 on a quest to divert 80% of the waste generated within its global operations away from landfills. The diversion rate has risen incrementally from 71.4% in 2018 to 75.7% in 2020. Target Corporation, TGT on New York Stock Exchange, has committed to be a net zero enterprise by 2040 and remains active, with disclosing its carbon emissions annually with the CDP. The company works consciously to design waste right out of operations. When that is not possible, Target avoids sending trash to the dump as much as possible. In 2020, Target diverted 80.1% of its operational waste from the landfill. Loblaw COS Limited, LBLCF on OTC, a major Canadian grocery chain operator with 22 regional and market segment banners, is rolling out a plan to reduce or divert the waste it produces by 50% by 2025, measured against 2016 baseline results. In 2019, Loblaw diverted nearly 3.4 million kilograms, 7.5 million pounds, of bakery food waste from 129 Ontario grocery stores to produce animal feed for use at local farms. It's a slow grind, but we're always moving towards a circular economy. Reshaping the current food waste paradigm is part and parcel to creating a better planet, because inefficiencies are a drain on natural resources and waste of energy, expenses, and emissions. It's great to see new technologies being embraced and ongoing efforts from some of the world's biggest retailers to contribute as stewards to Earth for coming generations.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.